Well, guys, it looks like TikTok might be getting banned. It actually looks like TikTok might be getting banned in the United States of America. And as a talent manager, it would be a disservice if I didn't share how I think you as a creator, a talent, or a brand can protect yourself and start preparing for the worst. We're gonna get prepared, and that's what we're gonna do in this video right here. We're gonna go through how you can get ahead of the game and start preparing your career for TikTok collapsing in America, if it does. But the story so far, how did we get here? There are 170 million Americans who use TikTok as an app every single day. That is obscene, right? That's a lot of people. And the app is controlled by Chinese company ByteDance. ByteDance also have a Chinese version of the app called Douyin, which is immensely popular in China. Now, there have been tensions for a while around TikTok, as we would probably remember a few years ago. There was a little inflaming in terms of Congress saying that TikTok was a threat. There are a few bills in some states trying to ban TikTok from a state on a state-by-state level, and TikTok has just basically posed a big threat to the American establishment for a number of reasons. There are a few things that are fishy about this for me, one of which being that this is election year, the other being the Israel-Gaza conflict, which is not controllable in terms of a narrative on TikTok, the third being Ukraine, and there are many others. The reality is that TikTok is a free speech zone that truly democratizes voices, which is why it's been so fun to engage with and it's grown so quickly. TikTok is actually one of the few places where you can find really any opinion, and the good content that people like and agree with really rises to the fore, which means that opinions that maybe the establishment don't want you to hear, well, they're not going to be controlled and they will get views, which is why I think they're trying to shut this down. Last Wednesday, the American House of Representatives passed a bill pretty much unanimously saying that TikTok had to be sold within 6 months of the bill passing to an American owner, taking it off the hands of ByteDance, a Chinese company, and who America deems to be a backdoor into the Chinese state. What was interesting to me is that the TikTok CEO very clearly said that they are not selling. But let's see, the pressure of a congressional bill may change their opinion. But for now, they're not selling. For now, TikTok are holding firm. So I think we can assume, based on that, that TikTok will probably be banned in America within the next year. But where do we begin? How do we prepare for life after TikTok? It feels like it's everything. Well, the first thing I think is to look at India. So let's take a trip across the world. India is a country which once upon a time had TikTok and then once upon a time banned it back in 2020. So I think it's interesting to look at how they dealt with the ban, because it maybe can provide some lessons for us. So as we know, India in 2020 banned TikTok alongside 200 other apps because there were some tensions with China. Now, it says here that the biggest winners from India's ban have been Instagram and YouTube, which both operate short-form video competitors, Reels and Shorts. 2 years after the launch, Shorts has 1.5 billion monthly logged-in users, and Reels makes up over 20% of the time spent on Instagram. Meta earmarked more than $1 billion to invest in creators, and a lot of this was to Indian creators. However, it says here, if we go down the article, that even more worrying was the state of working-class creators who found fame on TikTok but fell on the wayside, unable to rebuild their popularity on newer platforms. The ban took away stardom from a lot of people who were living in towns and villages, and to them, there was nothing else that allowed them to grow as quickly as TikTok could, allow them to grow for as little barrier to entry, which we know TikTok has allowed. So what does this mean? It means that there are a couple of learnings, right? Reels and Shorts are the gateway. That's obvious. We understand that. But more importantly, there was a lack of diversification, which meant that many creators in India got stuck and couldn't rebuild their careers. And I think this is the most important thing for us. So we're going to start here. The first thing that we need to be focusing on as creators, as talent, as brands, is diversification of platform. And this is obvious, this should be bare bones, but if you haven't been thinking about it, or maybe don't know how, now is the time to start. So of course, the three platforms really that should be the focus are YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and Twitter. This is like K-12 or whatever it is in America, but you need to diversify, and not a lot of creators successfully do this. Now, obviously on YouTube, the longer form game is difficult. That's a whole nother beast. If you can do it, right? Because that's going to pay off in terms of engagement and connection with an audience, but it will take time to get there. If you want to start on YouTube Shorts, well, of course, that's an easy way to start. If you've got a whole big bank of TikTok content, get that on Shorts. There's no reason why you shouldn't. Start syndicating your content properly. And I think it's alongside syndication, making original content that truly works for those platforms, because the Shorts mechanism of engagement is different to the Instagram Reels mechanism of engagement, which is different to the TikTok mechanism of engagement. Especially on Instagram, we've seen a real growth growth, I think, in the last few months of aesthetic content, which prioritizes dwell time on YouTube Shorts. It's about tapping into very clear, immediate, hooky video content. Obviously, there's no photo galleries or anything else, but it's finding things also that are talked about on YouTube that have resonance to big general topics alongside super snappy, punchy, and hyper engaging shorts. And then Twitter is super interesting right now in terms of the way that views have been opened up. And if you're verified, of course, you get boosted, and long form Twitter is great. There's a massive opportunity there for those who want to get it. Diversification is the first way that you are going to prepare. You've got 6 months to get big on these other platforms. A really good example of this actually is London Lazerson. So London Laz, as he's known on Instagram, is a creator who goes huge on TikTok, nearly 10 million followers, probably more now actually. And London has been able to successfully pivot to Instagram, and he tripled down on the Instagram algorithm, started producing content that was ripe for it, and he's nailed it. Some of his videos now, where he is recreating scenes from Home Alone or from music videos, have been popping off. They've been getting millions of views, and he's now somebody who has an audience of over 664,000 followers. He's somebody who proves that it can be done. It requires a level of focus and quality, though, that most don't really have. But I think the difference maker is that focus. It is the ability to pivot to another platform aggressively and do it now before it's too late. The next thing you're going to do is to find your value proposition slash funnel. You'd be surprised how few creators think strategically about their brand in relation to a value proposition or a funnel. A funnel is essentially a journey that somebody will go down when they engage with your brand through content, all the way down to paying for something. And I think funneling and the idea of funneling is something which is super simple, but more creators need to apply to their brand. And it means that you need to firstly figure out what the value proposition is in your content. What are you giving to people? Why do they come back? What is it that you provide and add to their lives? People do not have time to waste if something doesn't give them value. The second step is then to figure out how you get that value across to people through your content at the top of the funnel. That's your awareness part of the funnel. When people then see your content, they're going to click on your profile, or a certain amount of them are going to click on your profile. And those who click on your profile, they need to get a profile that is consistent with that value. Then you need to make sure that your website is on point, because people will click to your website. And on your website, you have a landing page that very quickly gets people to some kind of a sign up or some kind of conversion to their data, or if you keep going, to a commercial product. I think now is the time to start building commercial relationships sooner rather than later, if you can provide true value. Now, this can be a mix of different things, right? Whether you're somebody like a Max Fosh, who is a stand-up comedian who has been selling his stand-up shows on a direct-to-consumer level. And if you can create that funnel where you have high awareness at the top, that gives a reason for your content, because every video you make, you'll convert people to your website, who'll convert down to your sign-up, who'll convert down ideally to then paying for your service, your course, your digital product, or whatever it is that you have to offer. And I think having that funnel is super important, and thinking in those terms as a creator might be the difference maker for longevity for you. It might be the thing that gives you a commercial relationship with your audience, and that's the bit that's going to keep your business going a lot longer. Get this set up sooner rather than later, and use the next 6 months to start bringing people through this funnel. The third point, now this is really important and very dear to my heart. You want to be creating a LinkedIn presence if you're a creator looking to adapt to this ban. Now, if you're in America, right, LinkedIn, as we know, is a huge platform. It is where all the brands are. And if you've mastered short form, you have value to give to brands. There are more agencies being dumped for teams being built in-house. Now, if you're an amazing creator, you should be speaking to these brands. You should be showing them your value. This is the strategy. This is how I kept retention. This is how I built my hook, whatever it is. You've got way more value for brands than you probably realize. And actually, the ability to create TikToks, I believe, is one of the best skills you can have in marketing in 2024, not because of the TikToks, but because it demonstrates your ability to communicate efficiently. So get on LinkedIn, start providing free value, start connecting with the brands you want to work with, because it is so attractive for brands to have people working for them who are proven at making short form content. So think big, think LinkedIn, think business to business. That's how you're going to really, really, really future proof yourself, I think, for the long term. Point number four, network in real life. And what do I mean by this? I mean going to events, being present, being physically within your industry. I speak to tons of creators who I believe isolate themselves because they don't really know how to engage with the industry. And actually, more creators, especially when they're coming up, need to do a better job at getting to events. Whatever it is, there are tons of events. Try and get to as many as you can. Try and be present, because that's where opportunity happens. So much in business, opportunity just happens from a random conversation, getting on with somebody, catching a vibe, and then building from there. And if you're not present, you're not in the room, you're just doing everything remote, you're not going to get those opportunities. A massive difference maker to how far your career will go beyond TikTok. And the fifth point is owning your data. TikTok currently own your data. Knowing who your followers are is impossible on social. You might have big numbers, but who really is there for you? I honestly believe that having a validation of your audience through something as simple as a newsletter is a great way to see how many people will come over. That will, and I know this sounds crazy, but that might be the thing that builds you a business around yourself in the future properly. Because whatever platform might die, you've collected that data, you have that audience, they are yours, and you know how many people are truly there. That's so valuable. Having a proper database, a CRM, is key. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean start collecting data, start finding ways to funnel emails, phone numbers, names, first name, last name, addresses, etc. And if you've got 6 months of a runway before TikTok potentially gets banned, now is the time to start building that CRM. And if you're just relying on followers, it's not going to paint a clear picture. And I think for all of us, we need more of that this year. Let's start validating our audiences. Forget the big follower numbers that TikTok throws out. If you were to put an email list out there, how many people would actually sign up? That's a good indication of who's really there. Right, and those are my 5 points. There are so many more, right? But I wanted to keep this relatively brief. In short, now is your time to build. If Joe Biden signs this bill tomorrow, you have 6 months to get your house in order. So start now, because I promise you that the more you put into this right now, the more you're gonna thank yourself if TikTok does end up being divested and you lose all of that following and that's it, it's game over for you. Worst case is you've diversified. Best case, well, you've just diversified and you get to keep your TikTok, so happy days. Either way, it's a win-win, and I think it's something you should be probably doing anyway if you are not doing it right now. Now is the time to start protecting your future, getting ahead of the game, because I promise you that the more you put in now, the more you will thank yourself in the long run. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, send this to a creator you know who needs a bit of help right now, who maybe is struggling to work out what to do if TikTok gets banned, and I'll see you back for another episode of Unbox next week.